1.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and I must say that's not necessarily both of our websites, because Toby has his own website, which is freemindstv.com. You can go over to freemindstv.com, and you can both watch and listen to Toby, unlike Free Talk Live, where you can only listen to us. Well, I guess we do have our webcam. It's not the same. You guys actually do a real produced television show called Free Minds TV, and in addition to that, you have your own radio show, and it's all available over on your site at freemindstv.com. Of course, they can sign up for the special membership section and get some perks over there. And what else is going on with the Free Minds business these days?
Well, I think you said it. We got the radio show that's we're now been in our fourth month now in the Free Talk Live studios on Sundays, so getting that off the ground and continuing with our weekly cable broadcast station that goes out onto the internet, and it's across the state in New Hampshire now. I think no matter where you are in New Hampshire, you can pick it up if you have cable now, so that's
awesome.
Nice.
Very cool. So head over to freemindstv.com and take advantage of that as we go to your phone calls here. I'm going to go unscreened to the amp line. Who's this?
Hey, it's Sam.
Hey, Sam in Texas from the Obscured Truth Network. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was out spreading holiday joy and cheer today, and I thought I'd call and tell you guys what I did.
Okay.
I went up to the Collin County Courthouse to pay a little visit to the district attorney's office right before Christmas.
I'm sure he was very happy to see you.
Yeah.
With my cameraman.
Now, wait, was this the district attorney that was supposedly responsible for digging up a bunch of files for you, but he actually didn't do his job? Is that this guy or somebody else?
No, this is somebody that I've never met before.
Okay,
so
and
the
reason you were going to see him was because somebody didn't do what you'd asked them to?
Well, so what's happened now is the last time I called in when I told you all, I went out and messed with the police and the city attorney and the clerks at the courthouse and got them to break laws. I didn't really need to do that. I had enough to already go to the DA, mm-hmm. but I just wanted to have some fun with them.
Yeah.
So now I'm actually, this is the district attorney who presents criminal complaints to the grand jury, and the clerk of the court that impanels the grand jury is in this building. This is the group that runs all that. So that's where these complaints really need to go to, as well as some of those information requests.
Okay.
So, and this is also, I did a video a long time ago called jury nullification or jury obligation, I think is what I called it. And this was the exact same building where I was filming inside. We go in this time with my cameras, and immediately the guy says, "No cameras in the building."
Mm-hmm. How many cameras did you have?
Just one.
Okay.
So I start talking to him and ask for his name and information and all that.
And this is on camera. You still haven't turned it off yet, right?
Right. No, okay. We're still rolling. And he tells me it's a commissioner's order. And I said, well, the commissioner, you know, he can't make up laws. That's not the way your system works. And that's really what he's doing, and it's in violation of my right to the free press. Are you going to deny me in my right? And, you know, he didn't really want to answer that, but he said no cameras in. So I had my camera guy just kind of wait over in the corner outside of the security area, and I went through. Well, his buddies there at the security desk weren't too happy with what I said to him. And one of them wasn't really smiling, so I said something to him to kind of rile him up a little bit. I don't remember what it was. But he looked back at me, and he said, is there a problem here? And I said, are you looking for a problem? And he goes, do you have a problem? I said, yes, I do. I don't know where the district attorney's office is. Can you point me in the right direction?
Mm.
Directly above us. So I go up the stairs. I get up there.
But you're by yourself at this point, right?
I'm by myself without the camera, but I was mic'd up.
Okay.
I don't want to go into details, but anyway, I was mic'd up wirelessly back out to the car and capture the whole conversation. So it was
nice.
Excellent.
And he had no idea, right? Because you can do that in Texas.
Yeah, they don't have to be. It's only one party to the conversation. that you can't record a group of people without their knowledge. That's against their laws, but not what I was doing.
Gotcha.
So the district attorney's doors are locked. They won't let me in.
They probably already called up. Look out! That Sam guy's here.
I don't think they had any idea who I was just yet. It was pretty funny. The secretary won't let me in. She's like, well, is this about a case? No, I don't have a case. Well, what's it about? I need to see a DA. And eventually said that enough times to where she opened the door.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell her, you know, I need to see a DA. She eventually calls out the chief investigator for the district attorney's office. This lady comes out and, you know, says, hi, how can I help you? And I said, you can go get one of the DAs. Well, what for? I have criminal complaints against public officials. And the DA, upon receipt of those, is required to submit them to an information, or to reduce them to an information, submit them to the grand jury. And she wants to know, well, what are they about? And I'm not going to tell her that, because it's none of her business. All I need is the district attorney, and she's refusing to go get him.
Oh, she's going to be indicted.
Well, she'll have a complaint filed against her.
Oh, okay.
Or chill, and I ask her, you know, are you, if you intend to chill this, if you intend to shield this officer from prosecution and chill this complaint against these public officials, then that's fine. I'll bring you up on charges. It's like, well, I don't intend to get in anybody's way. And so she starts telling me that depending on what the complaints are, what's in the complaints, there's different DAs that they would have to go to. So I'm like, okay, I'll take your word on that. The first one's criminal trespass. Well, what are the others? So then I show her that one, and I start explaining, well, this one's against these two officers in this picture. Well, who are they?
Said, well, I don't know.
This man is the one that was trespassing on my property. And she goes, well, did you call the Plano police? I said, yeah, sure did. These two guys came out, and they refused to go after them, investigate, fill out a report.
Right, because it all started when a cop came up to your front door after you'd kept an eye out on a next-door neighbor as he was being harassed by code enforcement. The cop came over to harass you. He wouldn't give you his name, and you simply called the police department to try to get his name, and then his buddies at the police department started to protect him, and so you wrote them up some charges, too.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. And so she's starting to like put these pieces together, that what this criminal trespass was about, this cop who was there. And then she asked, well, who are the men in this picture? And I said, they're the ones that were shielding this man from prosecution. And that one of those is one of the sergeants, is one of the police department's lieutenants.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, well, did you talk to the chief about this? I said, you know, funny, I did. I sent him an email and even included this picture of the officer, and he refused to identify him. He's in a criminal conspiracy along with four of his commanders who are conspiring to shield this officer from prosecution.
Nice.
And about then it started to sink in, just, you know, what I was bringing forward, and that she was not going to be willing to help me. So then she starts saying, well, we don't accept complaints here. And I said, the criminal code of procedure says this is what the DA has to do with it. And she goes, well, we don't investigate here. I said, well, good. I'm not asking him to investigate. The grand jury has its own powers of investigation, and you know that.
And she's just the secretary, right?
No, this is the chief investigator for the DA's office.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, that's who goes calling out to talk to you. I must have skipped that.
Sorry, I may not have made that clear.
It might have been me, but go ahead.
So anyway, we're going back and forth, and she starts to realize, I let her know that I have 17 more complaints, and that if anyone wants to get in the way, it's not going to bother me. I will drag every one of these SOBs in front of the grand jury.
Yep, I got plenty of blank forms, lady.
And then it was silent for about 3 minutes, and then I started in about how the Sergeant Perro guy was the one who refused the open records request and how now they're committing felonies, secreting government documents. And at that point, she told me it was time for me to leave. I had spread enough holiday cheer.
All right, I want to find out what you're going to do next year. Hang on. We're going to bring Sam back. Sam from the Obscure Truth Network. You can go to obscuretruth.com. Sure, it's going to be fun when he brings this tactic here to New Hampshire.
Oh, I can't wait. It's going to be awesome.
You can bring up anything. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Really drop damn gorgeous. The debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to dropdeaddoll.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
Are you tired of the high cost of home energy bills? Millennium Technologies has an answer that every listener to this station needs to hear. An Australian inventor has developed a generator that is powered by the energy of magnets. And through this technology, the ability to power a typical home with this generator has arrived. This high-tech generator harnesses the power of permanent magnets and requires no fossil fuel to produce electrical power. Visit agreeneralternative.com to learn how you can qualify to have a similar, larger, more advanced unit installed in your home by Millennium Technologies with no cost to you ever. As a promotional offer, a limited number of units will be available at no cost to kick off our program. To learn more and see a 5-minute independent TV news story on this revolutionary new device, please visit us online at agreeneralternative.com. That's agreeneralternative.com. Or call 815-648-4400. That's 815-648-4400.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. And you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free. They include the bulletin board system with over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about over at the Free Talk Live BBS. You can enjoy it for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And if you're looking to get involved with other young liberty lovers from across the country, you can join Bureaucrash and help us fight statism in all its forms at bureaucrash.com. Also, be sure to check out our pro-freedom T-shirts, which are very cool, and other swag at our contraband stores. You can quite literally wear your beliefs on your sleeve. Bureaucrash.com. As we continue, San is from the Obscure Truth Network. ObscureTruth.com is your website, and those who have been listening to the show, I'm sure, have become quite familiar over the last year or so with who you are and what you do and the activism that you've been performing essentially all by yourself down in Texas, which is currently your home, but soon you'll be based out of New Hampshire, which should make things even more interesting, where you will have a large amount of activists, a large activist base from which to draw assistance, whether to be camera operation or whatever it is that you're looking to do. You're going to have a lot more help up here, which is pretty exciting. But essentially what you've been doing is you've been going in to the government system and you've been using their own system against them. You've diligently looked for the remedy that's supposedly within the system. I mean, they claim that in a system of law, there's always some sort of remedy. Now, whether or not you can actually access the remedy is a whole other question, and that's something that you are actually attempting to do at this point. You've got some legitimate grievances against a number of government bureaucrats down there in, I think it's Plano, and yes. You've gone in with these charges that you're looking to file against these government bureaucrats for trying to obscure one of their buddies, trying to protect one of their friends. You were trying to get identification from one of them. He wouldn't give it up. And so you've gone all the way to the district attorney, which he is supposed to, from your understanding of their own law, from their rules that they've sworn an oath to uphold, he's supposed to take your complaints, your criminal complaints against these bureaucrats, and put them in front of the grand jury. And you've just run into roadblock after roadblock after roadblock. And at this point, where you left off in the conversation, you were with the chief investigator from the DA's office?
Correct.
And she basically told you, after understanding that you were pretty much going after every single bureaucrat you'd come in contact with over the past 2 weeks, she told you to go take a hike.
She told me it was time for me to leave the office, and I asked her if she's going to act to secret these complaints from the grand jury, and she repeated that she was going to ask me to leave, and I just kind of laughed and said, okay, that's your choice. And what she told me also was to go, that her third attempt after, you know, we don't take these here, or we don't do investigations, or, you know, all the other nonsense that she put up to try and protect the district attorney from having to turn in a criminal complaint against some of his buddies. Her last-ditch effort was to say that these should be delivered to the Texas Rangers. So I left because, you know, then she had repeated again that she was going to call and have me escorted out.
I see.
Whatever that means. And so I left, and we went downstairs. We went and ate lunch, and then I called back to get the Texas Rangers address. I figured I'd try it anyway and just see what would happen. And the operator didn't know the address, puts me back through to the DA's office, and I'm like, I can't believe they put me back through to you. Sometimes you guys really don't think things through, do you? This was the secretary who had observed the whole conversation. Mm. And, oh, man, she's like, hold on, sir. It puts me on hold. Well, she probably went and repeated what I said to the investigator. Comes back on with the address. I go over. It's a driver's license office, and there's like 80 people waiting in line to get their driver's license.
Nice.
So I march in there, and I said, hey, I find this big, tall, black DPS officer. I said, hey, do you know where any Texas Rangers are? I need to find one of them. And he's, you know, who are you with? And, you know, writes down OTN, and he goes back and checks, and the guy's out this week, so he won't be back until next week. That's after I leave.
Hmm.
So this is maybe where the story ends, and go to edit. But there's another opportunity. I can do an open records request through the mail. Don't know that they're going to exactly respond, but I can get the names of the grand jury members. I can write up all these complaints. I can swear them in, and then I can mail them to the DA's office with the names of the grand jury members on them. So if he opens them, he's tampering with mail.
That's a federal crime, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't do anything with them, then he's secreting documents from the grand jury. So it'll really kind of throw him for a loop, and he won't know what to do because he'll have all these envelopes with his address and the grand jury members' names.
Well, wow. Sam, worst comes to worst, I think this is just going to be some great practice for when you get up here to New Hampshire.
Been, man. It's been such an incredible learning experience to go and do this, and it's...
Well, I imagine the rules are going to be a little different up here.
Certainly.
Right.
And I've started studying those, and I have the Criminal Code of Procedure for New Hampshire, and I'm going to read through that, as exciting as that's going to be. But it will be really nice to know the law and know how to enforce it on public officials so that they have the same requirements to follow it as you or I would.
Well, one of the things that one of the local activists came up with here recently that I thought was pretty interesting was apparently, even though it's not in the Constitution, they've passed a statute for themselves because these are all their laws and they're supposed to follow their own laws. So mm-hmm. they apparently have some sort of law up here that says that each government bureaucrat is supposed to swear an oath to the New Hampshire Constitution. And fact is, most of them don't, from what I understand. So that could be a really interesting window to play with, or an opportunity to kind of sniff around in.
Yeah, I think that's definitely something to look into. Once I get up there, one of the things I want to do is really kind of get to know my local government in Keene, since they insist it's my government.
Yeah,
and,
they insist that you pay for it.
Make sure everything's in order.
And I'm sure they're just waiting here to meet you, because I'm sure they can't wait just as much as you can't wait to meet them. I'm sure they're anticipating you coming.
Do they, Toby, have sessions where people can go in and talk to the city council and that sort of thing?
Apparently you have – it's my understanding. I was talking with Varen Swearingen, the Free State Project president, who also lives here in Keene. He was talking about how he's so upset at what the judge did in my case with the, you know, yelling and just being out of control, that he was going to take and go in front of the city council and essentially say to them, look, you need to stop enforcing these victimless crime laws and make a real push for that. And so apparently what you have to do is request a speaking time. So you can't just show up. You have to somehow put in some sort of request for an opportunity to speak.
And then the bureaucrats will write it all up, and they'll even post when you're speaking for all of the town to see.
And I imagine
it's going to be great.
Yeah, I imagine you'll have at least a handful of activists up here who'd be willing to come out and be there with you for it, too. And
excellent.
Plus, it's all televised. Now we've got Cheshire TV here in town, the local cable access channel. They televise every single city council.
Yeah, and not only that, but it's on the internet, too. So no matter
true.
Where you're at, Sam could announce these times, and everyone can watch them.
All right. Look forward to
All right,
guys.
Sam, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate the update, and keep the good work going on. 800-259-9231. That's Sam from the Obscure Truth Network. ObscureTruth.com is his website. Ours is freetalklive.com. Our number is 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. products. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Surprise your loved ones this Christmas with a gift of safety and security from MrDefense.com. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live, it's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You can hijack the airwaves here on Free Talk Live, and it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and the features include live streams. We've got a broadband version, dial-up version, and a webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And want to invite you to the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's coming up in early March, March 5th through the 8th. And you can go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum to get yourself more information about it. Get a list of all the various different speakers, these liberty-oriented luminaries that will be in attendance. People like David Berglund, former Libertarian Party presidential candidate, Adam Kokesh from the Iraq Veterans Against the War, Anthony Gregory from LouRockwell.com, Mark Stevens from Adventures in Legal Land, and huge names like Glenn Jacobs, Kane from the WWE. He was the heavyweight champion this year, if I recall correctly. I mean, this is probably one of the biggest names in the Liberty Movement. He's going to be there, and actually probably literally the biggest man in the Liberty Movement as well. Dr. Mary Ruart, Richard Heller from the Heller versus DC gun decision, and still many more to be announced. It's my understanding that we at Free Talk Live are going to have the opportunity to moderate a panel discussion this year, a media discussion, and of course I intend to invite you guys from Free Minds TV and Free Minds Radio, and Dave Ridley from the Ridley Report, and Sam from the Obscure Truth Network, and we'll all get up there and talk about making media. And so there'll be panel discussions and presentations and social networking opportunities, luncheons, dinners, after hours partying. It is a great convention style atmosphere, vendor tables, and just the works. It's so awesome. It's so much fun. We've been for the past 2 years, Toby, you and I, we've both been there. Free Minds TV has been there. Free Talk Live has been there. We will be there again, broadcasting live the entire time. So great opportunity to meet hundreds of like-minded liberty activists and plug into the amazing activism movement that is the Free State Project.
Yeah, there's so much going on that you really have to be choosy about what you're going to be going and seeing the different speakers. I mean, but that's a good thing when you have so many great liberty speakers in one place that you have to actually choose which ones you're going to. That's a good time.
And so the good news is some of the speeches were recorded last year, so if you miss one, you might be able to pick it up on YouTube later. So it's really a blast, and you can go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum and get registered because you want to get registered sooner rather than later, simply because the hotel, there's a good chance it's going to fill up. And then you're going to have to stay at another hotel, and that's a big pain. You don't want to do that. So go and get registered now. Head over to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Use our discount code, that's 2009FTL, 2009FTL, to save 10%. And it looks like they've extended the early bird discount. So you'll want to get on that as soon as possible. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. As we go to your phone calls, Matthew in Tennessee, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matthew.
Matthew. Yes, I wanted to talk about Sam. You know, I think he's one of your best call-in slash guests that you have. I wanted to find out, I guess he's going to be going to the Liberty Forum, correct?
Yes, Sam will be at the Liberty Forum.
Okay, do you know if he's going to deliver, like, a lecture or something like that on, like, his activism?
It's a fine question. I know that at Porkfest, they did have Sam. Sam was doing an alternative expo thing where he was talking about the law of attraction. So I don't know if he has been approached, but what you might want to do is head over to the Free State Project's Liberty Forum website and get in touch with the organizer, Chris Lawless, and okay. Maybe make the suggestion to them. The email's right there on the front page at the bottom, freestateproject.org/libertyforum, where you can just send an email to libertyforum@freestateproject.org and suggest Sam as a speaker. I think you'd make a fine one.
Okay. And is he going to be moving to King?
He absolutely is, as a matter of fact.
Awesome. I guess I'll have to move the King then.
Well, hey, there you go. We certainly would appreciate that.
It's like a big snowball. One activist gets another, and before you know it, we're free.
Exactly, Toby. It's so exciting watching what's going on because, I mean, things have been pretty slow. I mean, I think as far as growth of activist count here, the Free State Project, of course, is a movement of activists, liberty activists, all moving to the same geographic location in order to do decentralized activism. There's nobody that's in charge. Nobody's telling everybody what to do. It's just that you decide to move to New Hampshire, choose where you move to, and then get active. And so it's been slow growing here in the Keene area. But recently, like over the last 2 months, all of a sudden there's been this spike of new movers where the activist count in the area has probably about doubled. And I would expect we're probably going to see another doubling of the activist count probably by summertime of 2009, because I know there are at least another handful of people coming in within the first few months of the year, probably more in springtime that we don't even know about yet. And so it's just like you said, Toby, more people that come, the more active they get, the more instigators, the more leaders we're going to have here, because if you want to start something, that's the most critical factor, is that activists move and then sort of initiate things. I mean, yeah, there are already groups and organizations you can get plugged into, but if you start something, if you feel like there's something missing and you start that, then you'll see the other activists jump on board to help you out with it. And so I'm really excited to see what some of the new movers and the new blood, if you will, comes up with as far as their activism, what they decide to do, because it is going to do what you said. Their activism is going to get out there. It's going to get on the internet. It's going to get out the blogs. It's going to go on YouTube. People are going to see that. They're going to get excited. They're going to come here, and it really is going to snowball, and it's going to snowball so quick at some point to the point where the government is not going to know what to do about it.
Yeah, I mean, as the economy starts to fail in other parts of the country, I mean, here in Keene, we're still pretty isolated from it. I think unemployment numbers are somewhere around 3-4% here in Keene. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if people are getting laid off in their work, think about moving to Keene, maybe start your own business. Not a bad place.
Exactly. So we look forward to seeing you here. Any other thoughts for us tonight, Matthew?
I just have one. Have you ever thought about doing, like, a morning drive time show?
Oh my God.
You ever be a...
No. When I was doing rock radio back in Florida, and I was kind of like Mr. Fill-In, I was basically the part-time guy that whenever somebody would go on vacation, they would bring me in to do an air shift. And so I've been on a morning show radio shift before, and it's pretty bad. I mean, you've got to get up at 4 in the morning and get to the radio. Of course, I don't have to drive to a radio station, so that would save me a little bit of time. But you've got to get up really early, and by the time you get off work, it's 10 o'clock. Usually 9 or 10 o'clock for most morning shows. And so when you're getting off work and you're ready to go home, most people are just starting their day. And it's just this really weird time. It's a very bizarre feeling to be getting off at that time and kind of you're going home as everyone else is going to work. And you just can, it's just you're living in a completely different world, basically. And it's not something I want to do. But for somebody out there, it's the right kind of shift. Some people are really morning people, and I'm sure for them it's perfect for them. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Appreciate hearing from you, and good luck with your move to New Hampshire. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And over, you know, I mentioned Bureaucrash earlier. I didn't mention Bureaucrash Social, which is the new website they've launched, which is essentially a social networking website a la Facebook and MySpace, except only for liberty activists. And, of course, there are some conversations that have been going on over there about the Free State Project. And inevitably, the same old critiques keep on coming up. And one of the biggest objections that people have, the ones that want to stay where they are for whatever reason, family or job or whatever their reason, and that's fine. It's your business. It's your life. You should do what feels right for you. But somebody was complaining over there at Bureaucrat Social because, well, we're going to siphon off all the good activists.
Well, yeah.
They were complaining about that. Like, well, sorry. Yeah, you've got an activist.
That's a good thing.
It's good for us.
Yeah, I guess so.
You've got an activist brain drain problem going on now with the best activists all around the country deciding, the hell with this, wherever it is that they are, and pulling up their roots and moving to New Hampshire. I can see why that would be frustrating to those who feel as though they're stuck where they are.
Absolutely. But in the same time, those super activists probably wouldn't stay so super if they were left in the same place with authoritarians all around them.
They'd burn out.
Yeah, absolutely. Burnout would be much faster. But when you're in a place where you actually see small changes start to take place and more people getting on board with you, you get strengthened, not burnt out from it. So
it feels awesome to be surrounded by like-minded people. I mean,
absolutely.
That's the number one reason to be here. And you can feel that at the Liberty Forum. You can get a taste of what it's like to be immersed in a culture of liberty. 800-259-9231. I'm not saying that all of New Hampshire is a liberty culture. It needs some work.
Someday.
There's no doubt about it that it needs some work, but it's a good starting point, and having the activists concentrate is, I think, the best path to liberty in our lifetime. You can bring up anything. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richardson Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don. Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it. Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com for as little as $3 a month. We take it, reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, around the world, bringing new internet listeners on board, and you get access to perks. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. That again, amp.freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls. We talk to someone who's claiming to be an original co-host on the show, Mike in Mississippi.
This would be him.
It is him.
Ian, how are you, man?
Mike,
happy holidays to you and Toby. I certainly like what you bring to the show, and I'm very happy to be calling you guys this evening.
Well, it's good to hear your voice. It's kind of interesting. I mean, we've had two former co-hosts call within, I don't know, 2 weeks of one another. We heard from Jason a couple of weeks ago, and now here
you are.
That's
who Toby reminds me of. No offense meant to Toby that he you know, reminds me of somebody else, and he's not individual.
Well, it's inevitable
himself,
you'll compare
people. You know what I mean? I think vocally, actually, he reminds me of him. But I always have appreciated the variety of people that you've always brought to the show, Ian, after I was no longer a part.
Well, unfortunately, you aren't, and I don't know, last I heard from you, you were living in Nashua, New Hampshire, and now you're calling from Mississippi. What
has been happening? Yeah, I was locally based, and then all of a sudden, I'll tell you, my body just decided that it had enough of the cold.
Really?
I have advanced arthritis and to myself, well, this is just really not the place to be. January of 07 pretty much cinched that for me, where it never got pretty much above freezing, and then the wind chill had it down, you know, zero or below, and I had just decided I need to have a change of venue.
What, you working outdoors or something like that?
It's just my body just, I've been through several automobile accidents and have had several surgeries over the years, so apparently I'm guessing through being opened up and this and that, it has just done something to affect me, I guess, joint-wise in a negative way that...
Man, I'm sorry to hear
again,
about
that. Again, the cold just doesn't do well for me.
So like walking outside to the car was difficult.
I just had to decide to make a change, in my life so that I could get along better and do the things that I needed to continue to do. And sadly, that meant leaving New Hampshire. And you know very well, I spent 20-some-odd years living in Nashua, and I really do consider New Hampshire to be my home. And it does not please me to not be there, but as I said, you know, sometimes you just have to make decisions.
Well, we'll just have to hope for some global warming.
Yeah, or maybe we could have a summer home up here or something.
That's a possibility. Yeah, there is always the summer and, you know, kind of be a snowbird option.
Absolutely.
So what are you calling about tonight besides
saying
hi? I am
trying to find out if you guys have ever experienced this sort of thing where, well, generally when I hear the term discrimination, I'm usually thinking that, well, it's a white person discriminating against some other race, as in black, Hispanic, whatever. But I feel that now that I live in the South, I almost kind of felt last Friday an incident that happened at work that I felt like I was absolutely on the other side of things. Like I was seeing it from the side of the person who was receiving the discrimination because, well, living here in the South, there is... a large black population. I work for a major retail electronics company that, they have a lot of blacks working at this particular location where I am. And, you know, anywhere you go, you always have those cliques, you know, the groups of people that are always hanging around one another. And, you tend to think maybe there's some slight favoritism going on and this and that, and you're not really sure, but, you know, you just... kind of just let it roll for the most part. But I was in the process of going through the closing procedures in my department on Friday evening last week, and this other coworker of mine, who shall remain nameless, he just was standing around, and he was chatting it up with another coworker and da-da-da-da, and nobody was doing anything. So, of course, I want to get out of there in some sort of a timely fashion.
Yeah.
So, of course, I'm... busting my hump to get everything done. And then at one point I look over and there is this gentleman standing there with his coat in hand, basically kind of looking over at me like, all right, any time now, any time you want to finish, we can leave.
So and he could have been helping you, but he
wasn't. Yeah, he easily could have been doing something, but really can't figure out for the life of me why he was not.
Now, where did the discrimination come into play? I mean, this sounds like just a lazy person.
He's black. The manager who was in charge of coming around to close out the departments that evening is black. And, of course, while I'm running around with this report in my hand called a downstocking report to make sure that we have holes filled on the floor of where product ought to be.
Yeah.
I'm listening and overhearing this conversation between the two of them where apparently this other coworker of mine has another 40-hour-a-week job and right up until almost 40 hours. So basically he's supplementing right now with Best Buy. So he feels that when he reaches his 40-hour work quota for the week, he doesn't want to do anything anymore. So he just wants to, you know, he just wants to stand around and, I guess, leave it on the shoulders of other people to get the stuff done. So the manager was all in agreement and, oh, yeah, I hear what you're saying and blah, blah, blah. And I'm listening to them carry on. And the whole while, here I am still walking around with my report in my hand, getting my stuff done, listening to this just, ugh.
Well, what makes you, I mean, I understand you're mentioning that they both happen to be black, but what makes you believe that you aren't being discriminated against because you might be the new guy or something like that?
It just, what kind of bugged me was just the demeanor of the manager after the fact came over to me while I was looking up something in a terminal because I was trying to actually figure out whether or not we were actually out of stock on a product, and he came over to me and made some very disparaging comment about, so I guess these closing duties are kind of new to you or something. Like, really, I felt putting me down as in, like, you're a moron. You should have had this stuff done a lot sooner. Like, almost the way that I have heard, believe it or not, at other places that I've worked, that I've heard other white people talking to folks of, you know, other ethnic backgrounds. And it just so hit me all of a sudden, like, wow, I feel like I'm on the receiving end, and now I can really more readily understand how it is that people feel when they are put in a situation where they, I feel that they're being looked down upon because
they're not of the same
you know, ethnic background or what have you of the person who's slinging the comments.
Yeah, I totally see where you're coming from there, and I mean, it's you're presuming it was because of race, but it may not have been, and they just simply
I don't know how to explain it. I'm a very understanding person. I have friends from many walks of life, many skin colors, many religions. You know what? Quite frankly, I don't care what you do, who you are. If you know, unless you're pushing something on me that you know I don't go that way or what have you, I'm all right with it. But it was just the weirdest thing, and it was the first time I'd ever actually just had this something calling up to me from inside going, see, this is what a lot of these people, a lot of other people have you know, been going through over the years. How does it like to be on the receiving end?
So you would say that this experience has helped you empathize with those?
Oh, absolutely. I was just wondering if anybody else who's out there listening to the show tonight, or maybe you, maybe Toby, if you guys have ever experienced this thing yourself firsthand and really sort of had an awakening to it, you know, like you reach this epiphany where you're like, oh, well, all of a sudden, like, boom, you know, the light goes on and you go, oh, my gosh, you know, so this is what it's like.
Well,
so this is what it's like to be looked down upon and, you know, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, good question.
There's not many people other than white people here in New Hampshire. There's a few people of other races, so I haven't really experienced much. I did used to work at a place that was I was the only male working there, but my college professor assured me that there could be no sexism going on because I'm a male.
It doesn't work in reverse for
women and
male.
No such thing as reverse. So my college professor would say, if you're white, you can't be discriminated against, and if you're male, you can't.
But there are always instances. I mean, a lot of people experience discrimination based on their height or their size. It could be the breast size, could be the size of their body. Who knows? There's so many different ways people can be discriminated against. The good news is, you can always go somewhere else. So, I mean, if you keep experiencing this and management's not doing anything to solve the problem, then tell them that you'll go find somewhere else where they appreciate your services for whatever the reason is. Hey, Mike, good hearing from you. I'm glad to know that you're well, and we'll talk to you later. Hour number 3 is coming up. You take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Mooney, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.